Great. Now that you have eliminated this confusing issue or this usual misconception about original sin and the descent of Adam, as some people look at it, the descent being sort of degrading, maybe we should come to the idea of repentance now, which is really the heart and soul of forgiveness. Repentance, and how does a person repent in Islam? And first of all, does the concept of repentance exist in Islam? What are its dimensions? How does one repent? Do we need confessions? Do we need absolution? How does the mechanics?
Right. I think this is a very relevant question, because that's a question also that was directed to me by many of my Christian friends. When they say, all right, if there is no blood sacrifice, if you believe in Jesus as a prophet and messenger of Allah, not as the Son of God whose blood, you know, saved
atones for your sins.
Right. How do you make retribution for sins if you admit that we fall in sins as humans? To start with, I'd like to say first that the question of confession does not exist in Islam whatsoever. A Muslim should not confess except to he who controls the power to forgive, and the only one who controls the power to forgive is Allah alone, God alone. No intermediaries, no priesthood, no prophet even or messenger can grant this forgiveness. This is one thing. But as far as the concept of retribution, how do you make up or repent from sins, there are three or four basic conditions. I say or four because in some cases the fourth condition may be applicable for repentance. The first condition is to stop something evil or wrong that you're doing, because that's an advance of goodwill. You know, doing something wrong, stop it first. Number two is to feel sorry for what you did. Because if you don't feel sorry for what you did, then that means that a person might be too arrogant to admit he's in error. Mm-hmm. And to admit that you're in error is not bad. It's a moral courage. Okay. Thirdly, that one should have the sincere intention not to repeat that particular offense or any other offense again. I'm saying sincere intention. It doesn't mean that you can never fall, because maybe you have the sincere intention, but as you go on, your human weakness might pull you back. But at least at the time of making repentance, you have the determination not to get back to this sin or mistake again. The fourth condition, which like I said before, could be applicable to some cases, if your sin involves encroachment on the rights of others, then your repentance cannot be accepted unless you also return the rights that is due to other people. So if I stole something from you or took away some of your rights, I cannot really say I'm sincerely repenting unless I return back your full due right. Perhaps like we did also in other of the divine attributes, because forgiveness is one of the crucial divine attributes, I should refer directly also to the Quran to see how it explains it. The first citation is from 15:49 and 50. Proclaim, O Muhammad, to my servants that I am indeed the oft forgiven, most merciful, and that my penalty will indeed be a grievous penalty. So we have a choice between grievous penalty or really a wide open door for repentance and correcting our path on life. The second from 11:14, this again we run into problems in translation. In the original Arabic it says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, the rough translation of meaning, for those things that are good or good deeds remove those that are evil. In other words, good deeds atone for bad deeds. So even if you've done lots of bad deeds, do good, and that will take care of these past mistakes. In 39, 53, and 54, again, the translation of meaning, say, O Muhammad, to people, O my servants of Allah, who have transgressed against their souls, despair not of the mercy of Allah. Despair not. For Allah forgives all sins. He is oft forgiven, most merciful. Turn you to your Lord in repentance and bow to His will before the penalty comes on you. After that, you shall not be held. Also in 3:135, giving one of the characteristics of the believers, of the true believers, and those who, having done something to be ashamed of or wronged their souls, earnestly bring Allah to mind or remember Allah and ask for forgiveness for their sins. And who can forgive sins except Allah? And they are never obstinate in persisting knowingly in the wrong they have done. Finally, one more. In 20:82, But without doubt, I am, that's Allah, God, without doubt, I am also He that forgives again and again to those who repent, believe, and do right, who in fine are ready to receive true guidance. It's interesting to notice here that the term in Arabic used for forgiveness here in this particular passage, ghaffar, and that's different from ghafur. Ghaffar simply means that not only one who forgives, but one who forgives again and again. That you
perpetuation of forgiveness.
Perpetuation of
the
forgiveness.
Continuous.
Right. Yeah. So this is the Quranic program for atonement for sins without the question of original sin or blood sacrifice.